Matt Nuska, Susitna Borough officials are reacting with shock over severe cuts in the Senate's version of the state budget made public yesterday. Borough manager John Duffy says the budget only contains one MATSU project.
But there's many other communities throughout the state that are in the same boat.
The state's 70% match for the borough's millions of dollars in road bonds approved by Valley voters last October fell to the budget axe, and Duffy says state support for a Port McKenzie railroad project has vanished.
We have been working on this effort for a couple of years. This is a statewide project. Actually, the major beneficiary of this rail extension is Interior Alaska, because that's where the majority of the jobs would go. This is a project that will begin to replace the revenues that the state gets from the North Slope.
Funding for the borough's prison project was also diminished. The Goose Creek Correctional Center is expected to add $100 million in payroll to the state's economy, but the Senate's first draft budget slashed state funds for the prison.
The prison project, we have started construction. There were funds in there to continue on with funding the utilities, and that has been reduced, I believe, down to $6 million.
The borough had requested $20 million for prison utilities. Duffy says he's disappointed, but that the borough will continue to work with its state delegation and with the governor to try to turn things around. That may not be likely. Governor Palin says she applauds the Senate's spending plan.
I'm saying, right on, good. This is what we want to see also. Sounds like we're working together on scaling down that scope and size of a budget. I appreciate their efforts there. I've offered to sit down with them and take out even more projects.
Palin says she spoke with Senate and House leaders on the budget yesterday. The capital projects budget is scheduled to be on the Senate floor tomorrow.